My name is Sam Glilly, and I'm 14 years old. Today is the 7th of January, 2019, and I'm speaking with my dad, Jesse Glilly. We're recording this interview in Encino, California, and today he's going to talk about his immigration to the U.S. So, how did you come to the U.S.?
I came into the U.S. in 1980. I was born in Iran. I left Iran when I was 13. That was after the Iranian Revolution. So as an Iranian Jew, it wasn't really that safe to stay there any longer. So a lot of the Jews were looking to leave Iran, and a lot went to Israel. So at first I went to Israel and I stayed there at a pinimia, which is somewhat of a cross between a kibbutz and a boarding school. I spent about a year there. This was during the time that back in 1980, they had taken American hostages in Iran and stormed the American embassy. So it was not easy to come to the U.S. as a Iranian citizen. However, I got very lucky in going to the consulate one time and applying, and they gave me a tourist visa to come to the U.S. My brother lived here already. He had come back in 1975 to get his education in the U.S. and go back home afterwards, but after the revolution in 79, he couldn't go back. So when I was able to get over here, that was that's how I kind of made it to the U.S. I actually got lucky enough to get a tourist visa and travel to L.A. and live with my brother. And, you know, from there I filed for political asylum, since Iranian Jews were given asylum in the U.S. because of the fear of persecution in Iran that they faced. So it took a number of years till I got my green card, and after that I became a citizen. So that was my journey to the U.S.
So why did you come specifically to the U.S. and not a different country?
Well, America, you know, represents this American dream that, you know, everybody around the world looks forward to. They look up to it. It's different from what you see here. Here, when they ask you if you live the American dream, or they refer to it in an expression, it's really about a certain standard of living that you've reached. But the American dream to people who live in other countries, it's a whole other thing. It's about, you know, here maybe about, you know, you grow up in a middle-class family and you go to college, and the American dream is that you find yourself a job or a career, and, you know, you can be, you know, as successful as you like to be. And, you know, you've reached your American dream and you're living it. You move out of your middle class status. When you're a foreigner, the American dream represents a lot more. It represents, you know, freedom. You know, there's a lot of political persecution around the world. Living standards are completely different. You know, politically, you know, some countries are, you know, ran where you're not able to speak your mind, or you're not, you don't have freedom of press, you don't have freedom of speech. You always have to kind of like be worried that, you know, safety is another issue in some other countries as far as just your basic safety. So a lot of the basics that we take for granted here, as far as, you know, having a roof over your head, social benefits, clean roads, clean water, you know, the fact that, you know, the certain diseases don't exist here. You know, all of that, in a way, when you're looking from the outside, is what they look at as the American dream. And a lot of it, you know, when you're born here, you take it for granted, because that's how it should be. But there's a lot of parts, even Iran, there's parts of Iran that, as more advanced as Iran was and is in the Middle East versus some of the other countries, there were still cities or places where, you know, you had to go dig up your water from a water well. Or the bathrooms were, you know, outdoor bathrooms, outhouses. So it's really different. That's what it is. It's that real standard of living that you come in for. If you happen to then, you know, be successful and work hard and, you know, reach a different status here, that's icing on the cake. But just making it here and being able to live in this standard, you're kind of fulfilling that definition of an American dream of how a foreigner looks at it. That's what a lot of people don't realize, is that dream is, it's all, a lot of it is about freedom. It's about basic necessities being available, you know, medical care being available, social benefits. So that's what drives, you know, immigrants here. That's what, you know, drove me and my brother and my family here, is because, you know, America took us in as political asylumees when the revolution took place in Iran and the Islamic government took over. So that was the drive.
So how did you feel as a 15-year-old traveling across the world to go to a country where you barely speak any of their local language and you had very little family there with very little money? How did that make you feel?
Well, that kind of experience is always something that matures you very quickly. So you go, it goes, you know, the minute you're on your own and you're traveling around, you kind of are not really a child anymore, no matter how old you are. So you grow up real fast. It's just part of the fact that, you know, if you want to act like a child, or, you know, still think you're a child, you're not going to get treated that way. If you're at a boarding school, like, you know, somewhere in Israel, that, you know, or at the kibbutz in Israel, then, you know, you have your chores that you're given, you're responsible for certain things, and so you grow up real fast. That's kind of like the, that's why traveling is so great. All you guys should travel at young ages and go to camps and find your independence, but it's definitely not, it's not an easy transition from when you're 12, 13 years old, and then you go into kind of being on your own, living on your own. But it definitely matures you.